Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It is truly good to be here once again. I'm just going to take a few minutes today. Y'all see, you know, it's Collegiate Sunday. So today I decided to sport my fraternity gear just to kind of relate to the college students and then to the young people on today. Turn with me to the book of Philippians. And I'm just going to piggyback a little bit off of what Brother Blake said today, to bring it home so that you could really, really understand.
On today.
Hallelujah. So when we look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, the word of the Lord reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice." Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Heavenly Father, I thank you for how you've kept me throughout the years. God, I thank you for how you protected me and prepared me for this moment. Lord, now as I deliver your word to those who will listen wherever, throughout the world, wherever they are, Father, I ask that they hear your voice. Allow me to sit down and you stand up in me that I may teach in a way that it will be easily understood. And God, I give you praise. I give you glory and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. When we look at this word rejoice, it's really another word that's used interchangeably with joy, happiness. And it's telling us to have our joy in the Lord always. And again, I say have joy. This word is dealing with rejoicing in the Lord. And so if I could use for a topic for my young people today, it would be this. The search is on. And the question becomes, where are you looking to find it? The search is on. Where are you looking to find it? And I'm just going to talk about myself today and my youth and my collegiate life. You know, it is all about a choice. It's all about choice. Where your life goes, it's an individual choice. And you have to ask yourself the question, what is it that I want? What is it that I want? What is it that I desire? The search is on because many young people are looking and searching for purpose. Why am I here? The search is on. They're looking for relationships. They're looking for joy. And here's what I want you to understand. What is it that you want? And understanding that want is one thing, but to get what you want requires action. Acquisition requires action. So what is it that you're searching for? And I'm going to break it down into two categories for my young people on today. What you're looking for, do you want it to be temporary or you want it to be eternal? Do you want it to be temporary or to be eternal? Why you say that? Well, I was young once too, back in the day, because I know a lot of young people say, y'all don't know, y'all out of touch. You're old. You don't know what's going on. I don't know all the challenges and things that you face today specifically. I don't know them specifically, but I have an idea because there's nothing new under the sun. You're still going to school and you're still having to do homework and you're still dealing with friends who come from different backgrounds. And then you go to college and you hear these ideologies and these philosophies and everything is contradicting what you've learned. And you say, which way do I go? What is it that I want to do? Which way should I turn? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Why is it? Because a lot of you, a lot of us, I'm just going to talk about myself. We got away from home when we went to school. We were looking for something. That search was on. And rather than trying to find it in the word of God, we tried to find it in the world. I'm talking about myself. You know, I got to college. I wanted to find an identity. I wanted to be somebody different. I went to a step show. I didn't like that group. I went to another step show. I didn't like that group. But when I went to another step show, I said, oh, that's the group I want. And so I said, I'm going to sport that shirt on today. And that was way back in the day, back in the spring of 1984, the Theta Sigma chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity on the University of Florida's campus. And I looked there and I was searching for identity. I was searching for companionship. I was searching. And so I thought that I found it in a fraternity. Where are you searching for joy? Where are you searching for peace? Is it in an individual? Or is it in God? I talked about this being temporary or eternal. I want to give you an idea of what I'm talking about here when we're dealing with temporary. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. It says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Here, this is talking about Moses, who chose, he says, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. He grew up in the house of Pharaoh in Egypt. He grew up having luxuries and pleasures. But here he says, I'd rather do what God says than to enjoy pleasure for a season. I tell people all the time, if there was no pleasure in sin, nobody would do it. We're looking for things in the wrong places. Young people, we're looking for joy in other people. I remember a song by Anita Baker said, you bring me joy. Y'all could Google it and look up the words one day, young folk. I know I'm singing something else, but she sang this song, you bring me joy. She was talking about another individual. Sometimes, young people, I know you're trying to find joy in another person. What I'm here to tell you is not able to be found in a person on earth. That joy can only be obtained by having a relationship with Jesus Christ. How do I know? I've been there. Boy, I tell you, back in the day, I thought I was in love. I fell in love and she broke my heart. Oh my goodness, I cried like a baby, drank myself almost into oblivion because my joy was gone. My joy was in something of the world, in something that would not last, rather than having my joy in something that is eternal. Moses himself said, I'd rather suffer with the people than to choose pleasure of sin for a season. Say, well, that's just one thing. Well, turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. I love this man, Solomon, here, because he was searching for a lot of things. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, he said, I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I know y'all young folks say, what in the world does that mean? I'm going to read from the Amplified Version, because we're talking about the search is on, and where are you looking to find it? From the Amplified Version, that same passage of scripture says, I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure and gratification. So enjoy yourself and have a good time. Ain't that what we do when we get to the college campus? I know that's what I did. But behold, this too was vanity. And it says it was futility and meaningless. I was trying to find joy. I went to every party that I could get to. I had every type of mixed drink that I could have. I was trying to go after every skirt I could find, looking for pleasure in the world, trying to find joy and happiness. But it was temporary. Verse 2 says, I said of laughter, it is madness and a pleasure. What does it accomplish? Here, the writer of this passage of scripture said, all that I sought after, what does it really accomplish? Because it is temporary. It doesn't last beyond a few minutes. I'm going to make it plain for my young people, my college students. I'm talking to you, because I know everybody that's listening to me ain't saved. But we're talking about eternal and temporary. I'm going to make it plain. You know, you go to the party. Back in the day, we used to have gin and juice. Speaking to them, I know some of my saved and sanctified folks saying, oh, where are you going? But we have to make this gospel plain. We would go, and what would happen? You feel good for a while. Have another drink, you feel good for a while. But after the party and the after party is over, you go home and you wake up the next day, you say, oh my goodness, what did I do last night? That joy that you had was temporary because you were looking for it in a place that it could not be found. Do we look for joy in our jobs? Do we look for joy in things and in stuff, young people? I'm trying to tell you, don't be like me. Try just about everything to find that joy. Until I found Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. What does this mean? This passage of scripture just signifies to the believer that everything you need is in Jesus. Doesn't matter about your circumstances. Doesn't matter about anything. Why? Because Jesus is unchanging. The Lord never changes. He's a constant. You can depend on him. The joy that he gives to you will never, ever be taken away. We want to go back to a passage of scripture that Brother Blake dealt with. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, then joy. Talking about joy. What are you looking for today? Joy. What does that mean? This type of joy can only be found. Why? Because it is the fruit of the Spirit. This type of joy can only be found by knowing God. This type of joy that the Bible is speaking of doesn't deal with your surroundings. It is based on his divine promises. It's based on eternal spiritual realities. What I'm saying, this is everlasting. It will never go away because it is the joy of God. Romans 15 and 13 lets us know that God is the source of eternal hope, life, and salvation. We try to hang out with friends, try to hang out with parties. We try to hang out with the in crowd. We try to hang out with people that will one day do something for us. And we're searching in the wrong place, searching in the world. Young people, turn with me to Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. Psalm 16, 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The search is on. Where are you looking to find it? In the world or in the word? I'm going to tell you, true joy is found in the word. Here we say what? In his presence. Whose presence? In God's presence. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Everything that you can imagine, everything that you can experience is here with God. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Do you feel weak, young people? Is the world coming against you? Do you feel precious? Do you feel anxiety? Do you feel like everything is not going the way it should be and you're searching? Are you searching and trying to find painkillers to dull the pain? Are you trying to find it in a relationship that you know is not right? Are you trying to find it in money? Those things that I told you in Ecclesiastes is temporary. I'm telling you, if you want real joy, it can't be found in an organization. It can't be found in things. It can only be found in God. It's just that simple. It is just that simple. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 15. John 15 and 11. Here we have Jesus speaking. 15:11 In book of John, he says, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy may be full. You want happiness. You want peace of mind. No matter what's going on, no matter how bad the economy is, no matter how bad life is, you lose your job. How can I still have joy? Paul himself wrote some of the best epistles while in prison under bondage. In chains. The disciples, when they got beat, they came back and rejoiced. Why? Because they were counted worthy to suffer for Christ. In the midst of your circumstances, you can still be happy. Why? Because of Jesus on the inside of you. John 15, 11, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. What things? What things were Jesus talking about? Well, if you go back up, this whole passage of scripture, chapter 15, is dealing with he is the true vine and his father is the husbandman. But if you go up to verse 7, it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be given done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. You want joy, you have to abide in Christ. If you want joy, not like the world, because the world, I'm going to tell you, it'll give you some joy, but it's a temporary high. It's a temporary high. Then you got to go back and you got to pay more, got to do more for the same feeling. But oh, with Jesus on the inside. When you are born again and you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, you have all that you need, because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. It's a package deal. You get joy. You get peace when you have Jesus on the inside of you. The search is on, young people. Oh, where are you looking to find it? In the world or in the word? I tell you, it is in the word. Keep his commandments. Ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. How do you have joy? Abide in the word of God. Abide in his love and trust in him. So young people, I want you to realize that joy is a gift from God. And we can have joy when we understand and realize that the gifts God has given us. Joy in a full definition is inner gladness. Inner. How can you get inner gladness? Only by something living on the inside of you, which is the Holy Spirit. It is deep rooted, inspired happiness that can only come from Jesus Christ himself. I wasn't going to get theologically deep on you today, because I want my young people to understand. I search the world over, so much so till it cost me nearly failing out of school, cost me going to the military, still searching. But oh, when I finally said it's Jesus that I need, everything changed. Never said it was going to be easy, but in the midst of circumstances, I could still have joy. In the midst of everything, I could still have peace. Why? Because I have Jesus. So how do you as a young person experience this joy? One, you got to have a relationship with God. Don't matter about all the rest of your relationships, who you know, you got to know God. Become saved. Get the Holy Ghost, because once you get the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you have the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy. Then you have joy, everlasting joy. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And then what do I need to do to have that joy? Sometimes when I'm feeling down, I just give God a little praise. Just give him a little praise. And you know what? I'm not talking about I'm walking around the house just saying, thank you, Jesus. But I turn on me a little music. I turn on a little music because music has a way of soothing the soul. If you don't believe me, ask Saul, because he sent for David. And David came and played, and the evil spirits went away from him. But oh, praise. Why would I praise? Because we always say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, come on. I thank God for what? Saving me. Because when we look at Psalm 148, it says, praise ye the Lord. And then verse 2 says, praise ye the Lord. Then verse 3 says, praise ye him. Praise him.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Just praise to experience this joy. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You got to praise him, young people, in the midst of your circumstances. Put on a good praise song and just let the music just enter into your mind. Saturate yourself to experience this joy. What else must I do to experience this joy? Hallelujah. Don't worry about anything. Don't be anxious for anything. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. All you got to do is have a relationship with God, praise and pray. And then the last thing, well, the second to the last, I want you to understand, you got to live in obedience. You got to do what God says do. And the next thing, got to associate with like-minded people. I didn't say toss all your friends away, but associate with like-minded people. Like-minded people. The search is on. Where are you looking to find it? In your sports team? In your job? In a relationship? In the world? I admonish you today to find it in the word of God. Because whatever you're looking for, that's why I love the praise and worship songs. I had no idea what they were going to be this morning. You want to understand the joy? What's going on in your life? The first song said, Jesus will fix it. You're looking for joy? Jesus will provide it. Then the second song said, we win. No matter what's going on in your life, we win. How do I win? Hallelujah. Because I have Jesus Christ on the inside of me. And the last one, I love it, because I talked about praise. He said, if you want that joy, he says, I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. I had no idea the selections today. No idea. So young people today, you look in every place. Let the world go. Let the world go. Because if you spell world, it's W-O. RLD. Take the L and let it go. You got WORD, which means It's the word. So if you're looking for joy, if you're looking for peace, the only way you can experience this joy is in Jesus Christ. And then the question becomes, what must I do to be saved? As we prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer, what must I do to be saved? As the old folks say, only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. What must I believe today if you want joy? Joy that's everlasting. All you have to do is believe the gospel. Jesus Christ himself, he was born. He died on the cross. He was buried. On the third day, he rose. Do you believe? Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord. That's all it takes to be saved. And once you are saved, you can have this joy. Because until you have a relationship with God, the joy that the world is giving to you is going to always be fleeting. As we learned in Ecclesiastes, it's always going to be way ahead of you. You're going to throw your money at it. You're going to throw your life away at it. You're going to throw everything at it. And then you'll realize it was nothing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you today to say thank you for showing us that true joy can only come by having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Help the young people to see today, Lord, that no matter what the world offers, it is fleeting and temporary. But what you have is eternal. All they have to do is accept you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you will be there. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let us all learn to rejoice. No matter what the circumstances are, we can have joy. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy that you're even worthy to experience those things. Now, God, let your hand be upon the young people. Change their hearts and their minds. Open their eyes that they can see and come to know you as Savior of their life. And help them to realize that no matter how shiny the object is, no matter how much it glitters, no matter how much the world offers, it's only temporary. But you love the world so much that you gave your son. That what you have, that gift of God, that gift from God, is everlasting and eternal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.